Jerry Jones is a wackadoo. Every single time Jerry Jones speaks right now, he says something outrageous. He says something kind of preposterous, and it just creates more headlines. It is this self-fulfilling thing where he talks and it gets worse. Micah Parsons gets annoyed. Micah Parsons comes back at him on social media. Very, very public, high engagement player. He's on podcasts. He does his own podcast. He's streaming video games, talking to guys at night. This has been a PR nightmare for the Cowboys now.
Mm-hmm.
Even in a way that the McLaurin thing here is not. McLaurin is unhappy with the team, popped off at a presser at a car dealership, signs autographs for fans every single day, both because he wants to and probably in some small way to spite the team as he's holding out. And it still isn't even beginning to touch where Micah Parsons versus Dallas is, where he's saying he never wants to play for the team again. He's saying that Jerry basically tried to corner him and, like, close a door where his agent couldn't be there and try to get a deal done. Like, this sounds really bad.
If I could grant immortality to one person in the history of humanity, I'd give it to Jerry Jones so he can keep running the Dallas Cowboys.
That Neverland pixie dust.
Yeah,
he can't age anymore. He can't have any health issues. Him, Rufio, Hook, and the Lost Boys, bro.
Yeah, so he can keep running the Dallas Cowboys so we can keep having all the charades, all the craziness over there, and hopefully no Super Bowls for the Dallas Cowboys.
So listen to this. So this is, I'm going to read from, this is John Machado, who covers the team for The Athletic. This is Florio's piece with some quotes from some other people. But this is what Jerry Jones has most recently said now on Micah Parsons. He was quoted as saying, "We will work through it or we will not work through it." Well, those are options.
Toby,
yeah,
or not Toby.
Exactly. To be or not to be. We will work through it or we will not work through it. Thank you for the insight there, Jerry Jones. He also said, when asked, are we sure he's going to be on the field for week one? You play the Eagles to open the season. Is he going to play? And are you confident? Can you say with conviction he's going to play? He said, no, absolutely not. A big part of that is the decision. How would I know that? I'm just saying no. But I'm urgent. I don't even know what that means. He goes on to talk about his urgency. It was a weird presser where he's like, I'm urgent. You guys can't tell I'm urgent? And this was part of that press conference at practice.
Again, your definition of urgent is not necessarily, I don't give, but you gave a definition.
I did.
Urgent, okay.
I just asked, when does it get urgent?
So I stay urgent.
Okay. Okay, any confidence that he will be on the field against Philadelphia?
Again, no. Absolutely not. A big part of that is his decision.
Right.
How would I know that? I'm just saying. No, but I'm urgent.
I mean, this is an SNL sketch. Does he know?
He's urgent.
Did he hear the question? Like, I'm honestly asking. I'm not even trying to poke fun. It is very notable if someone's asking you, the question was, do you have confidence that he will play in week one? And he basically cuts him off to go, no, absolutely not.
But I'm urgent.
Does he know what he asked, or did he misinterpret what he was asking? He goes on to then, the rest of his answer is basically, like, it's up to him, kind of. So how would I know that? So maybe he was answering,
no,
honestly.
I think he was.
He was saying, I have zero confidence that Micah Parsons is going to be on the field playing in week one against Philly. But this is why I care about this. Well, I guess twofold. One, because I love watching Dallas burn. I mean, it is very, very fun.
It's incredible.
To see Jerry Jones run that team. I've been through it. Peter Angelos with the Orioles in my childhood. Dan Snyder with the Washington Redskins. Do I have any owners right now that are making it really hard to be a fan of my team? In the Navy Yard.
That's a difficult one.
Nothing
doing
here. Have
to scratch our heads. Think about that.
But I've lived it. I know it. I know what it's like. Okay? I'm with you. But watching it with the Cowboys is the best.